going to go back to general discussion. If anybody have anything else they want to bring forward before I speak for just a few moments on the enforcement committee reasons and so on?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Joe.
Yeah, Joe Storer.
Just a couple of quick things. I just wanted to let commissioners know that we've moved one Swiftwater rescue team per the local emergency response request to Okanagan to help up there. So we've got some guys on the ground up there, they're right in the middle of some support. And then the other issue is the denial, the recent denial of a transport permit to Cook Aquaculture. They had applied to move 800,000 fish to some net pens in the Puget Sound, and we had hired an outside independent laboratory who found the HRV virus, a different genetic strain in these fish that came, the eggs came from Iceland. That genetic strain does not exist here, and so based on our desire to not increase the possibility of those fish contaminating the local, and that the Cook hadn't let their facility lie fallow per the operating guidelines. So that was denied, and there's an appeal in place for May 24th and 25th.
Thank you for that, Joe. Any questions of Joe?
I have a question. So is that strain the one that's associated with the actual disease manifestation? The HSG. Do you know, Joe?
HRV virus?
PRV.
HRV, rather, yeah.
PRV. I'm not sure which disease that you're referring to, Commissioner.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the briefing, but in Scandinavian countries, there the virus is associated with disease that has not been seen on the West Coast, as I recall, and I can't remember exactly what the manifestations are.
Right. Yeah, the PRV has been associated in Norway with HSMI, but HSMI has not been seen here on the West Coast associated with net pen aquaculture.
So my question is the strain that was identified in this these fish coming from Iceland, is this the one that's been associated?
I don't know the answer to that, but what I do know is that the strain that was found here in these fish that came from Iceland is exotic to the Washington waters. We have local PRV, but this is not that, which is why we're denying the permit. Yeah.
Yeah, I understood that. I was just wondering. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Sorry.
This is Barbara. This is Barbara on that point.
Commissioner Baker.
Amy and I spoke about this a bit yesterday, and I thought it was important to let Commissioner Thorburn and the other commissioners know that the very astute PhD who testified and talked to us about these issues a few months ago, according to Amy, is in full agreement with this decision, given new information and new findings, not to allow the permit. That makes me feel better, and possibly, Amy, if I'm wrong, please let me know, and the commissioners.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Dr. Warheit has been doing a lot of work in communicating with the world's experts on this issue to make sure we are on very solid ground. This is opening us up to liability because this is a multi-million dollar impact to Cook Aquaculture, but we feel pretty good about this decision, that it's a good, solid, science-based decision.
Okay, thank you. Joe, this is Commissioner Carpenter. I have one thought and request of you.
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner.
At our next meeting in June, when we have the HSRG hatchery reform discussion that Mr. McIsaac talked about, I would request, if possible, to have the department's geneticist available in the room at that point so we can, if there are questions that come up, he can answer them for us.
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Ron. He's already on the agenda to be there, so definitely have him there for you.
I figured you were probably ahead of me, Ron, but I just remembered to, I wanted to ask that. Thank you very much. Is there anything else that anyone else wants to bring up before I very briefly bring up this enforcement scenario?
This is Commissioner Caney. Just an update. The water's actually dropping now. It hasn't been showing that happening for about a week, and the high is a half a foot lower than predicted before, so that's excellent news for Okanagan County.
Great deal.
Good. That is very good news. I've been around a flood or two here in this county, and I know what you're, I know how it goes. So I just want to bring up the enforcement committee, which hasn't met for a long time, and according to Brad, there's only two people on it right now, himself and Commissioner Kehoe. In my career, primarily prior to getting on the commission, I had a lot of interaction with the enforcement people because of my business. 40 years as a boat dealer, we serviced, repaired, put new engines, blah blah blah, on the vessels that they use in the Marine Division primarily, and also in the smaller fleet that's used in freshwater. And I got to know a lot of these officers. I have a lot of respect for them. And I have a couple points about that. I'm going to be working with Tammy and Brad to put together an enforcement committee meeting with whatever staff wants to show up during our June session. The two items that I want to get on the table is, Joe, and I'm sorry I haven't been able to get back to you on this, but I want to talk about the staffing issues and a staffing plan going forward. And the other item is some scuttlebutt that's out running around that I want to get to the bottom of, that as it relates to the budget committee, the stakeholders stuff on the budget committee, and perhaps other areas as well. There are some comments being made about eliminating the Marine Division, and I want to know more about that, and I want to know where that came from and why it's coming up. But I could just come out right now and say I would very directly oppose eliminating the Marine Division. I spent my entire life in Marine waters, and I know and understand the importance of enforcement and taking care of the resource, and not to mention the importance of the face that the enforcement people present to the public. I think it's critical. So that's the two items that I want to discuss with a group of commissioners at the June Enforcement Committee.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Joe.
Yeah. Joe, please.
Yeah, you know, Commissioner, on the Marine Division, that division was eliminated, I believe, under Chief Crown. And the reason for that, if I remember, was we had additional needs for officers, for instance, in terms of shellfish
safety
inspections. You know, more recently, an example would be the southern resident killer whale additions. And the other part of it was trying to break down silos. So we had our land-based officers trained and willing to participate in Marine and vice versa. So that hasn't been in existence for some time. I could have Chief Bear give you a call. In fact, I'll ask Chief Bear to give you a call and talk to you about that more in terms of how we're making sure we've got adequate folks trained for the commercial side, since, you know, Deputy Chief Cincy just retired, and how we're trying to tie those different land-based, marine-based activities together. But, you know, just the whole efficiency issue. On the staffing plan, Chief Bear could tell you a little bit about some new recruitment changes, too, that we've made to bring officers in. In fact, he isn't here right now because he's interviewing a good candidate. So,
well, that'd be fine. I'd welcome the call. I'm concerned, you know, I put a blue sheet in about electronic catch accounting and a number of other things that are totally, or at least primarily, involved in the marine areas. And I'll be happy to talk to him, but I do want to have this enforcement committee meeting in order to get some of this stuff on the table, learn more about it, and see if we can't work together on it in a meaningful way. So,
yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I hear your concern.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else by anyone?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Just on that latter point of an enforcement committee, you mentioned three names. I'd be willing to volunteer to be a fourth person on there. I'm not on a committee yet, and if there's anybody else who would like to, we can discuss it further. But anyway, I'll just throw that out there.
And I would like to throw out that the committee is full. It's Brad, Barbara, Jay Caney, and Bob Kehoe. So there are four people on that committee, to the best of my
knowledge. Barbara is more than willing to abdicate, particularly if the committee is going to be an open committee. And so I'm happy to, and this is Brad's decision, so I'm just happy to abdicate.
Thank you for that.
And I'd just like to remind Commissioner McIsaac that he's on the Big Tent Committee. Officially, I think.
So I have one more thing to ask. This is going back to the June agenda for Thursday. I heard Commissioner McIsaac mention an hour and a half for open discussion prior to the interviews. Is that what we're doing?
This is Commissioner Thorburn. An hour and a half seems like more than I would need. I think 45 minutes to an hour would be sufficient to start off. I think discussion at the end is going to be more important or more informed, perhaps.
And then I heard the request that they're 2 hour with each candidate with a half hour in between. Is that correct?
That was what we decided last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone want to revisit that, or are we all fine with that?
How much time did you save for the interview?
2 hours.
Good with that?
I'm sorry?
This is Commissioner Kane. I'm good with 2 hours. Put a half hour in between.
Okay.
All right. Any objection? Okay. Anything else, Tim?
Did we decide how much time we're going to allow at the beginning? Because I offered something different than what was out there.
I think an hour is sufficient, too.
And that would be open discussion, correct?
Agreed. Yep.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anything else from anyone? Hearing none, I will bring this conference call to closure. It is now 10:04 a.m. on Friday, May the 18th, 2008. Thank you all for all your comments. Have a great weekend. We are adjourned.